Hey, and welcome back to another episode of Words of Wellness. I am your host, Dr. Wells, and today we are going to dive into a different category of topic today. And I know we just finished real briefly a little excerpt on the ACEs, Adverse Childhood Experiences, but I was led to do a spin on that. And I'm calling it the AIMS, which is Adverse Marital Experiences. And through this series that we'll be on and doing, we're going to look at different experiences marriages go through for a purpose of knowing that you're not alone, what things are normal and what things are not. So what you should be expecting and living in your marriage, and just also to be that extra resource to know of, okay, these things are going on in my perspective, but maybe not in my spouse's perspective as well. So today we're going to talk about boundaries. When boundaries are broken in marriages, those are very hard to reassemble and to bring back in. And one reason that boundaries are broken at times is because there is an uncertainty of what the boundaries actually are. And so when we are talking about boundaries, I want us to understand that every couple may or may not have these same boundaries. It's going to depend on the husband and the wife, their personalities, their temperaments, as well as going to be some configuration that goes on in designing and setting those boundaries. Although many boundaries are set while you're dating, or courting. But once you're married, you begin to see that there are more boundaries that needs to be talked about in a private setting, in a social setting, as well. And just for you individually, based off of your marriage. And so today, as we continue to dive into this, and we'll talk about what a boundary is. A boundary is a line that marks the limits of an area, sort of like a dividing line. So when we're not clear on the boundaries, personal or together, that means that we're not sure of the limits of where we can go with that. So when we are not clear on the boundaries, and therefore we do not have peace in the home. These boundaries are physical, emotional, spiritual, and even sexual. And then those boundaries are to be determined by you and your spouse. What are the boundaries that you want to set, that you need to set to make sure that your marriage stays intact? Physical boundaries, emotional boundaries, spiritual boundaries. And also sexual boundaries as well. Because as you know, your boundaries, especially sexually, may be different if that person has had a traumatic childhood or experiences as a young adult or as an adult. And so, therefore, there are some boundaries that you have to take with your spouse to make sure that you're honoring them and respecting them as well. But again, I wanted to remind you what we talked about in the very beginning, that the boundary is a line that marks the limits of an area. And those boundaries cannot be gray. Especially in these areas of sexuality, because if they're not talked about, they remain gray. And the last thing you want to do is to have your spouse break your boundary because you didn't inform them of certain things. And I say that, and because one, as the person, if you allow that to happen, that's going to bring heartbreak to you. But at the same time, the person that your loving spouse that didn't know that that was something of sensitivity to you, they are going to feel downtrodden about the whole experience as well. And it has the potential to have a tough recovery from as well. So you want to make sure that you're expressing those boundaries to one another as well. Now, there are also different types of boundaries that we listen. The first one that we listed was personal and social boundaries. Some of those are touching and mingling with others, the opposite sex, and communication avenues. So when it comes to social boundaries, touching and mingling with others, if you're the life of the party, more than likely, there's going to be some handshaking, a brushing of shoulder to other people as well. If you're a touchy-feely person, that's going to be how you say hello. Many people greet each other with a handshake, but then the huggers may say, "Is it okay if I give you a hug?" That is a great thing if you are a hugging person, because that's a boundary that's being protected by the other person, because you understand not everybody is like you. And that's especially well when you're married, understanding that one of you are that type. And so when you go out in a social setting, your spouse may understand where you are when it comes to social, your social cues. And when it comes to being out with others, they may understand who you are. And so they may set a boundary for, or you may have a boundary set, because not everybody is going to understand who you are. And so your spouse is not just looking out of jealousy, per se, to say, "I don't want you to hug every man or every female that you see," because they're protecting you, because they just don't want it to be come across the wrong way, because not everyone understands you. "Oh, but she don't want me to do this," or "he doesn't like it when I say this. I'm just being friendly." And that's perfectly who you are. That's understandable. The problem comes in when Jane or John doesn't know you, and they don't know how to partake of your social cues when you're around people, the touching and the mingling with others. You can call everybody sweetheart, but John don't know that. And so it's just, they're looking out to make sure that you're safe and not put in a situation to where they're going to misread who you are. So you're going to have some personal and social boundaries that have been different when you were single, especially when it comes to the opposite sex. The way you communicate with others, the boundaries need to be defined with others to know, especially in a social media phone, smartphone driven culture and world, the boundaries still communicating, whether you see them or you're texting them, the boundaries still need to be clear on what's going on. And it's not necessarily a rule. Rules are for safety. And it may be a boundary that is a rule to keep your marriage safe from that, because you know you may not even see it coming, but though that's why you have a boundary, so that even the things you do not see are protected Because everything that happens in the marriage boundaries are protected by the covenant. When you walk outside of the covenant, there is no protection. And so you're doing things on your own. But those are boundaries that you have to talk about with your spouse and agree to them. You may not like them, but you need to agree. We don't like everything the Bible says about us as individuals, and even in marriages, some things the Bible says as a husband and a wife you are to be, that doesn't mean we like them, but it is what it is, and you have to agree with it to make sure that your life is better. Then another boundary is emotional boundaries. Should we have those with each other? Is a common question. Within the emotional boundaries, when you notice your boundary of anger is an emotion, joy, happiness is an emotion, sadness is an emotion. And so when those boundaries are not defined, how can you have an emotional boundary? Great question. You can have an emotional boundary that protects you from when you are in your non-normal state, when you are happy or when you are sad, and you know emotionally that is going to weigh on everything about you. The boundary allows you to know who to go to, what to go to in those moments, so that you don't do anything outside of your character or outside of the boundaries of your marriage. Prime example is when someone is angry, an emotional boundary of anger. Instead of going to hit the wall that's going to hurt the wall and you more than anything, you have a way of coping with that. If that's a breathing technique, if that's going to lift weights, if that's going to yell outside where nobody can hear you, whatever that is, you have a way of expressing that emotional boundary, that emotion, in a way that's not going to break your boundary or someone else's. So you want to have emotional boundaries as well. Another boundary is spiritual boundaries. How can you have spiritual boundaries in your marriage? Another great question. Spiritual boundaries are within your doctrine. Making sure that your spouse, you and your spouse are on the same interpretation of the word, that you are understanding the decrees and the commands that the Bible has. Another spiritual boundary is where you worship. What spirit is going to be exalted when you're worshiping? I have seen, of course, we know about being equally yoked. As well. And with that, that has a lot to do with where you worship. Your boundaries are to be set on a place where the God, one Lord, one God, one King is going to be worshiped. And you really see the difference of this when you're married to a believer and a non-believer, or even someone that's of the Catholic background that's married to someone that is of the Christian faith. You're going, the two are married, but now when you have your kids and you're growing up and you want them to be involved in a church, and you go and figure out, you're trying to figure out what avenue, God, what avenue do we go to? I grew up like this. He grew up like that. Or she grew up in this type of faith and worship, and I did not. How do we get our kids back in church? How do we get our lives back to serving one another? Where do we go? Well, it's very difficult when you're trying to find a place of worship when it's not the same Lord and it's not the same Master. It's not the same faith. It's not the same theology. And so you have a different battle on your hands when that's the case. So how do you handle when your boundaries are broken? What do you do? Ask that question. How do you handle when your personal, emotional, or spiritual boundaries are broken? Have you seen them broken? Do you just keep it inside? Do you compartmentalize? Or do you vocalize? Or do you wait for the perfect timing that seems to be never? Well, if we do talk about it, it's going to be an argument. Well, that's not a healthy marriage. Do you get emotional? Do you get over it? Do you talk about what happened? Or do you talk to fix you? You may have heard some things in this podcast that your relationship needs some help with. If so, you may need some counseling. I encourage you to reach out to someone. And if it's about your marriage, I advise not reaching out to family members. Why not? Because when we're not careful, many marriages make the mistake of bringing too much family into their marriage and sharing too much information that should be just between you and your spouse. But I encourage you to reach out with someone. If you feel like you need counseling, reach out. Reach out if you need us here at Hope Wells. Give us a call at 839-235-0059 or email me at Dr. Wells, D-O-C-T-O-R, Wells at hopewells.life. And we'll be here to help you with any of those things. So God, I do pray today for these marriages that are trying to define boundaries or even just wanting to continue to maintain the boundaries that they do have. I pray today that they will walk in integrity, that they will find the answers and the solutions to the boundaries that they need, and that they will walk in the favoring power of the Lord, and their children will see what it's like to have a healthy, godly marriage. I pray for those that are listening to this and may not even be of the faith. I pray that your marriage is the strongest that it can be, and that you get that you show those marriages who you are as well. Let us remember, no matter what we believe, marriage is an institution from you. And it's your approval that is needed above anybody else's for our marriage. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Don't forget to reach out if you need that counseling, and we'll see you again next time.